It's been over 90 years since the Hillside Theater became a setting for performances of music, dance, theater, and film at Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Compound in Spring Green.
The centerpiece of the theater is a huge, colorful curtain that Wright designed, a mosaic with abstract elements inspired by the area's geography.
And that curtain will reopen once again. The theater, with its round, red cushioned seats, is set to welcome visitors after an extensive, years-long renovation. Emily Butler is Associate Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Initiatives for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Emily, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
The theater is reopening on Wright's 157th birthday. I'm wondering what emotions are coming up for you as you head into the reopening.
Oh gosh, so many. This has been years in the making. And while I have been instrumental in working on the celebration that will happen on Saturday of the reopening, I think my colleagues who work in the preservation department are probably going through so many feelings. They've been working so incredibly hard for over 4 years now to completely restore the theater. And it's absolutely beautiful. So I bet it's probably a mixture of relief and elation.
Can you take us on a bit of a tour, what it is like, how close you are to the stage, and just some of the nuances of this theater?
Absolutely. So the theater is truly an incredible space. The theater is a part of Hillside, which is why it is called the Hillside Theater. Hillside has a wonderful history at Taliesin. It actually began as a school that Frank Lloyd Wright's aunts started to have a very progressive style of education. And as Frank Lloyd Wright kind of grew and expanded the property, he expanded Hillside to include the Hillside Theater. The theater is, like I said, it's quaint. It's a 100-seat theater, and it's kind of a mixture of a thrust theater and a black box. So it's a very intimate feeling, and it did undergo a very comprehensive restoration, really with the goal of making it more accessible to a wider audience, and also making some necessary modernization upgrades so that modern performances have things like live streaming, new lighting, new sound systems, and even the addition of some green rooms in the back.
Can you take us into the history of the curtain itself and restoring the curtain?
Absolutely. So the curtain is truly something that you have to come and see. It is, the photos of it are stunning, but to see it in person is to truly be wowed. So the curtain was actually something that Frank Lloyd Wright sketched out, and his apprentices, his fellows, actually took it off the drawing board and for one of his birthdays made it into the curtain. So this was a sketch that he had done that is an abstraction of Taliesin. You can kind of see Taliesin on the hill, the Welsh Hills in the background. There is even kind of a representation of the Wisconsin River. Truly phenomenal. And kind of a funny story about that, after it was placed up in the theater, you saw there was a story that Frank Lloyd Wright came in the day after, and he was on a ladder and he was staining some of the white cotton pieces of the curtain with Nescafe, with coffee, because he didn't want it to be so bright white.
Toning it down with the coffee.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would imagine there are so many stories like that that go along with the historic theater and just the wonderful history of it. How was Wright using it in its heyday?
Yeah, so I think that a lot of people think about Taliesin and assume that it's only about architecture. But the Taliesin Fellowship celebrated all of the arts. And the theater was really the place where they would put on lavish performances. They would also screen films. Wright loved films. So on pretty much a weekly basis, they would be in there watching kind of really interesting movies. And then performances, again, on a pretty regular basis, where the community would be invited into the theater as well.
So sharing it as a community place, with that history, how do you intend to use the theater as it comes back to life?
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That's really why we prioritized the restoration of the theater. We don't think of, Taliesin as a traditional house museum that needs to be preserved in amber so that no one can use it. We preserve these buildings so they can continue to be used as they were always intended to be used. So we're excited to partner with our sister organization, Taliesin Preservation, to program the theater. June 8th, we have a wonderful performance scheduled for the grand opening by Third Coast Percussion. They're a Grammy award-winning percussion group. And we have a local group coming right after that. Bach Dancing and Dynamite is scheduled for later in the season. And we have a screening of a play by Oren Softie and another film screening scheduled as well. So it's a pretty full schedule already.
So going back to reopening night, attendees will hear a performance from Grammy award-winning group Third Coast Percussion. Let's listen to a sample of their song, Mallet Quartet. Emily, you say Taliesin itself inspired some of Third Coast's music. What is the connection there between Third Coast and Taliesin?
Yeah, so one of a really good friend of Taliesin, Sydney Robinson, he is on the board of Third Coast Percussion, and he's a wonderful supporter of theirs and supporter of ours. So he made that connection for us years back, and they've always kind of kept in touch. This is not the first performance that they will be doing here, and so we're really excited to have them back. I think they really enjoy performing in that kind of intimate and very beautiful space.
We're talking about the reopening of the historic Hillside Theater at Taliesin in Spring Green with Emily Butler, Associate Vice President at the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Emily, why did you decide to select Third Coast Percussion for performing the opening night for the theater?
Yeah, so Third Coast was certainly our first choice. They're such a great group, and they have a long history with us here. I also think that their style of music really fits the theater quite well. Even though they're with their instruments, they will fill the stage, I think, full to the brim, certainly. Their eclectic style, they're really wonderful artists who are not afraid to experiment and push the boundaries. And that's really what Frank Lloyd Wright was all about. So I think they're the perfect fit.
This 100-seat theater underwent a renovation for years. I mean, initially starting in 2019. And it was really fueled by this National Park Service grant, this America's Treasures grant. I'm wondering the significance of this particular grant on the project itself.
Yeah, this grant, we could not have done this project without the grant, and we are incredibly grateful for the support of the National Park Service through their Save America's Treasures program. It really was transformative, and it provided the majority of the funding for the project. We had a couple of other funders as well, including the National Endowment for the Arts, the Leona B. Carpenter Foundation as well, among others. So it really does, in a word, take a village to complete these kinds of projects. And this kind of funding really is transformative for these historic spaces. And the work just cannot happen without them.
I would imagine, too, you needed people with very specific preservation skills in order to carry out a renovation like this.
We do. And actually, the people that did the work are our own staff. We have a group of preservation technicians who are incredibly talented. They put their heart and soul into this project, and the skill set that they need to do this work, one day they have to be working on plaster, then they have to move to wood refinishing, and then they have to build out entire rooms the very next day. So these gentlemen really are master craftsmen, and we are so grateful to have them on the team.
Emily, you know Taliesin so closely, so intimately. I'm wondering, is there a place on the compound that moves you in a way like nothing else that is really special to you?
Absolutely. I think my favorite spot, and I say that sitting in my office overlooking the hill crown at Taliesin itself. So I'm very fortunate to work where I do. But the assembly hall at Hillside is a space that really speaks to me. I think it's just such a phenomenal phenomenal space, and it really kind of harkens back to an earlier period of Wright's architecture. And then, of course, the drafting studio is just a masterpiece. And when you're in there, you can't help but think of Frank Lloyd Wright and his apprentices working away into the wee hours of the night, designing some of the United States' great architecture, great buildings.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the story of the reopening.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Emily Butler is with the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.